Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. I get up and nothing gets me down.
You got it tough. I've seen the toughest around. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Leo Haviland. LeoHaviland.com is the website. Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street is his outstanding book. And Leo, thanks again for being here. Leo, folks, is one of our really smart Brain Trust members. Let's talk now, Leo, about some things that you've written about recently, and that's in the area of currency. I have to say that discussing global currencies and the hydraulics of that concept is really one of the most difficult things I've covered on the show. And now we've got an extra degree of difficulty in the concept of cryptocurrency, which is mounted on a technical platform and networks that most people just find exacerbating to contemplate. So currency discussions have the degree of difficulty has gone up significantly, hasn't it?
Yes. On the cryptocurrency front, using Bitcoin as a avatar of the complexity there, it's interesting to see how not only it's moved in exciting fashion up and down over the past couple of years, but how it also has tended to make many of its market turns around the same time of those in not only commodities such as oil or base metals, but also even with stocks and, say, high-yield corporate bonds and other indicators. So even though Bitcoin may seem wild, it does seem linked in some general sense to the political and economic concerns of other marketplaces.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bitcoin is, of course, the original cryptocurrency, and it's about a 10 or 11 year old thing, and it has brought a lot of excitement and controversy to the marketplace. People don't know if it's a currency or an asset. Well, how do you think about it if you're going to invest in it? Are you a currency investor or are you an asset investor? But it has also launched a couple of thousand other currencies, including Facebook's Libra, which they brought to the market back in May, the idea of it, if not the actuality of it, with a bunch of partners, some of whom have bailed on them, but these are the threshold Wild Wild West incubator periods for cryptocurrency. It's somewhat of a fad. But it's not it's not going away. I mean, we're going to have cryptocurrency is maybe not in my lifetime, Leo, maybe not even in your lifetime, but in our children's lifetime, cryptocurrency is going to be very, very much a part of their world. What do you think?
It certainly would challenge existing patterns in which people would, both on the sovereign nation basis as well as business basis deal. It arguably shows a lack of confidence in traditional structures, which includes other currencies like the mm-hmm. dollar and the euro and so forth. But also warns that it's a key concept of the globalization and what could that mean for control of economic and trade and business dealings in general. So you're right. It's going to be a very significant and probably growing force.
Well, and the thing is, you brought up the sovereign nation. This is something I've thought a lot about, Leo, and that is how right now, if you just look at what's happening in the marketplace, there are businesses that won't take cash. They'll only take electronic payments. Well, if that's going to become more and more. I mean, already the 12 regional central banks, Dallas, New York, Philadelphia, et cetera, of the Fed, they're processing fewer and fewer checks. So that all that used to be a huge part of their world, and folding money and coins, those are going to become used less and less. So when you get to a world where people are using less folding money and less noisy money and more digital money, it's not going to matter to newer generations whether that digital money is in dollars or in Libra. What do you think? And that is going to be the early diminishing of a sovereignty of a country that issues its own currency. What do you think?
You're right. It can undermine the sovereignty of a nation. However, to the extent that money tends to be electronic, even though we don't carry a lot of cash around in our pockets or wallets these days, if everything's electronic, the sovereign nations are going to do their best to monitor it, and that may be
right.
A means whereby they can impose taxes, including possibly in fashion so fast that many persons are going to wonder how they got into that trouble.
They're going to have to fight for their. They're going to have to fight for their sovereignty, because you and I both know that King Dollar is the most powerful lever than any government. That in the U.S. government, the president has more than an aircraft carrier or a bomb or a jet or an army. King Dollar is the most powerful lever that President Trump has, any president has, and any sovereign nation is going to have to fight for that going forward. And it'll be interesting to see how that happens. We can count on Leo Haviland to keep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.